4:34, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Oh, man, it is Friday, isn't it? Yes, yes, it is. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. There is so much that we are dealing with this afternoon, and some of the nonsense, absolute utter garbage coming from Kamala Harris, our not ready for primetime vice president, who would like to be president, now attacking grocers. Grocers are responsible for inflation, high food costs. As anyway, I'm going to take a deep breath. My dear friend Tom Leonard is going to be along in just about an hour, because he and other grocers around America now are like enemy number one, and it makes absolutely positively no sense. You know, throughout the last couple of years, my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, who is the car whisperer, every Saturday morning at 8 in the garage with Stan Andruski, talks about car issues. You got car questions. He's got the car answers. But he has also pointed out the increasing cost for parts, the unavailability of parts. Is he a bad guy because an engine that, I don't know, used to be $1,000 now costs $4,000? Because if we follow that logic, then he's also one of the enemies. I still love him, but what can I tell you? Stan, good afternoon, sir.
Jeff Katz. Yeah, wow, that was a loaded introduction. I heard a lot of that, and I'll just say this. I don't need to get into politics to get into economics 101.
Right.
When you hate petroleum and you come in and you shut petroleum pipelines down in the name of fake environmental concerns, there are no concerns over petroleum. It's one of the cleanest energy sources, nuclear being the cleanest.
That's right.
Cleaner than windmill, cleaner than solar. Let's not forget, both of those style of energies need to use batteries to store. Same thing like EVs. They're dirtier than petroleum is overall. So we got to keep in mind, and look, I've talked about economics before. I'm a business owner. I am a servant of our community first, and I try to do what I'm supposed to do. But in order to do it correctly and make sure that I can take care of customers' cars, I can get the top-of-the-line technicians, the best parts, the best warranties, the best equipment to fix your car, and try to somehow hold it all together, it all starts with fuel prices in this country. Inflation is from overspending, where the government, no matter what they tax the rich or all of us, spends too much money.
Yep.
And they've been doing it for years. And when you spend too much money, it devalues what you can buy.
That's right.
So when you go after petroleum and gas is $5 a gallon, $3 a gallon, $8 in California, that's why I'm in the automotive industry. I can speak on this. That's why you guys pay more for everything. It's not the greedy grocers. It's not Tom Leonard, who will inform you along the same line, I guarantee you. He's a business owner.
Yep.
It's not us. It's your leadership selling our country out to dry to everybody else. That's why when you look at all of these sites, you do see a lot of immigrants working now, because owners cannot afford, and people who own their homes cannot afford to pay the labor prices for anyone in this country. We're in a really bad pickle, and somebody better stop spending money and use our money wisely very quickly. It's only going to get worse. And, you know, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I am a pro-petroleum. I am a pro-poor people person. I want poor people in medium class to be able to better themselves. And the first way you got to do is make energy affordable. When energy is this high, it ruins the entire country every single time.
Yep. Yep. Well, I can't add anything to that. You are absolutely spot on. I think when we get people who are business owners like you or a Tom Leonard or anybody else, I mean, we're talking about real local people, because what. And again, I don't want us going off on political stuff because we're talking about cars, but it's all related, and you know that, and I know that, and we all know that. You know, but when we start demonizing business owners, you say, but wait a minute. You know, here's Stan and Megan. They have this dream to have their own store, their own shop, and then they realize that, and then they hire, I don't know, 10 people, and they each realize their dream. This is not a bad thing. This is exactly what this country was built on. This is all positive, man.
Well, if you don't want politicians in your life, why the heck would you want them in your local grocery store's business? If they're spending our money so carelessly, think about the last honest to goodness thing we could say And Henrico, maybe we have a very good run county right now. Mostly, they've been doing some weird stuff lately. Hanover's pretty well run, but what about the entire United States?
Yep.
I mean, what program do we have that you can point to in the government and say, "Oh, that works successfully"?
Yeah.
I mean, honest. Just let's just be honest.
Yep.
Right. I'm a JFK Democrat who believed that the prices for business owners in this country was way too high, that the taxation was way too high. That's John F. Kennedy.
That's right. That's right.
How quickly we forget, just because what I'm trying to tell people is, think about your family, think about your future when you vote, and I don't care who you vote for, it's your choice. We got to live with the consequences.
That's right.
And people like me, I can help and help and help and help, and I'm going to be okay. I grew up poor, and then I'm not scared to be poor again.
Right.
I know how to be poor and still survive. The problem is we have a lot of elderly people who cannot do the same thing. So when it comes down to cars, guys, that's why I'm an advocate. That's why Toyota, the smartest automotive company in the world, the most successful, is going back to hybrids, because they realized the EV game was a ploy. They got the government money like everybody else did. They took it. It failed, and now they're getting away. Ford has second quarter and first quarter over $5 billion in failure. Do you know how many people in the United States we could feed around the world for $5 billion in failures on EVs?
Yeah.
Now, which is better? We take that money and feed the hungry, or we throw it away on battery-powered cars without any professional coming in and saying they'll work?
That's right.
Just on a hunch.
That's
so,
right.
Again, this is a car program. I'm all about cars. School's going back Monday. You know, I wanted to talk about school buses. We say this every year when school goes back. Do not pass that school bus with a stop sign. You're likely to kill a child. You're not in that big of a rush. Please take a second. And if you're not sure if you should stop, look at your local laws. Pretty much if there's no median, you're supposed to stop. Look at your local laws, and if you're in question and you see a school bus stop, just stop.
Yeah.
If you're really wondering about it, put your hazards on.
Yeah.
You know, if it's on the other side of a highway, probably not.
Yeah.
Right? Use your common sense, guys. But please, kids get hit every single year. School's going back Monday. The kids are probably pretty excited. Teachers have been working their butts off the last few weeks. And, you know, hopefully fall is a nice, safe fall for everyone.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, you said the kids are excited. Let's not mislead anybody. The parents are excited that school
is
back
wrong.
In session, right? That's, I know.
Yes,
I know.
The parents.
I know a lot of parents Monday morning around 10 a.m. who are going to be having mimosas.
I don't know if that's a good idea or not, but look, the good news is they're going back for a lot of the parents. I mean, even my sweet Caroline and Trevor are going back up to, you know, Radford and Roanoke and up in that area, Christiansburg, and it's going to be bittersweet. Meg and I are empty nesters. We enjoy the time, but we also had a great summer with our kids and just blessed to be able to be there. We have blessings beyond belief in this country. I think we could all get along again if we decided to really stop playing politics like sports teams, get some business people together, let them start making some of the decisions.
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
That's who keeps the world going around, business owners and people who serve their community.
No doubt. Well, Stan, I know we say amongst ourselves, the two of us, keep reminding each other that we talk about cars on Saturday mornings. And one of the things, you mentioned the school's coming back in, it will be fall. And, you know, there are just some things you probably have not done through the summer. There's certain things you come to a certain point in the year and you say, oh, yeah, well, we ought to do that. So you want to give everybody just a heads up tomorrow morning as we talk about school. Returning, keeping your eyes out for those school buses. What about things people should look for in their cars as the calendar turns a little bit?
100%. Great, great question. First and foremost is always tires for me. It's one of the most easy safety things to actually look over. You walk out to your car every single day or whenever you're going to work, or walk around it. Look at the car. Does it look weird? Do the tire treads look low? Does the tire look low? Because now, you know, we're getting into the 60s in the evenings now, sometimes again, 50s. It's going to be a variable temperature. Tire pressure is going to be variable. So you're going to want to be checking it, making sure your heater system is up to par, right? We've had AC all summer. Now it's going to be heater time. You know, Virginia could switch in the drop of a dime and you could be finding yourself on a 30-degree morning freezing. So you want to have your coolant system checked, make sure it can protect you through the winter, along with all your fluids. And a basic safety check is always important every quarter. Cabin air filters, making sure all of the allergens that are in that car over the summer, through the fall, through the spring that we've We're switching out to a new cabin air filter that can neutralize all those allergies, because stuff might not even be blooming on the trees, but it might still be blooming in your car.
That's right. That, yeah, absolutely. Oh, such great points. By the way, I want everybody to know that the caliber of people that you and Megan employ it continues to impress me. I'm honest when I have any interaction with any of your staff, right? I'll send you a note, or I'll send a note to Robbie. And I had the opportunity this week, had to take a car in for the state inspection, and, you know, lube oil filter, that sort of deal. And I was just so blown away by the two service advisors. One was named Chris, which I know doesn't narrow it down, and the other was Danielle. They were absolutely stellar. You gotta give them a high five.
I will. Danielle is a Marine, so she was working through the summer for us, and she will go back to Norfolk. At the end of it, we're going to miss her dearly. She's also a member at Heights Church with us. Absolutely amazing individual. She brings customers back and forth and helps them get grabs parts sometimes for us, answers phones, advises on service, an amazing person. Chris, the other Chris, one of the three we have, is absolutely outstanding as well. And thank you for saying that. You know, a lot of people don't know this. When you guys are honest with us and you give us messages, and if we mess something up, you give us a chance. You know, it's not, we're not perfect. Mistakes still happen. Thankfully, it's very rare that it's anything major. We've got that pretty narrowed down. But yeah, you've told me multiple times while I was the last 10 years, are you sure that, like, this is what you want for service? Or, hey, man, this is great. I love your honesty, and I think that Certified Auto's gotten way better. I've gotten better having friends like you in Central Virginia, that I don't mind if somebody has a hard conversation and says, hey, guys, you can do this better. I don't ever I used to take it when I was younger bad, but now I'm just like, well, thank you, because I can't see everything. That's right. On you guys to help us get better for y'all. So thank you.
I'm going to share with everybody a phrase that I actually learned from you, and then I'm going to cut you loose because it's Friday and you probably have a boat or something to go sailing on. Hard conversation now, easy life later, right?
Yeah, and if you let it go by and you keep letting things bypass, easy conversation now, hard life later.
Exactly.
Better get the hard conversations out the way now.
That's it. Stan, we love you, my friend. We will talk at you tomorrow morning.
See you in the morning. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, sir. That is Stan Andruski. Yes, he is my brother from another mother. I told you a number of years ago, I demoted him from friend to family, which means, you know, when he comes over, he gets his own coffee. What am I, his servant? No, let me get his own coffee. He's part of the family. Great guy. Saturday mornings at 8 a.m., the best weekend show anywhere in the garage with Stan Andruski on this very radio station. Don't miss it. 446, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.